Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Is there a superhero for the transition movement's response to peak oil? The transition movement is about moving from oil dependence to community resilience. It's about finding local goods and services that substitute for oil and the high energy economy, and about finding ways to pursue happiness through meaningful work, friendships, and homegrown games and music. Small-scale farmer and writer Elliot Coleman started me thinking about a transition superhero this weekend when he spoke in Vermont. Coleman suggested the French comic strip character Asterisk as a superhero of small farmers. Asterisk lived in 50 BC when Rome had conquered almost all of what's now known as France. Asterisk is a Gaul, one of the last holdouts. The people of his village cannot be defeated because of strength they get from a village druid's herbal potion. For Coleman, modern-day Rome is corporate farming's bigger-is-better mentality. Asterisk is small and tough and confident in his abilities, like the small-scale farmer who has mastered the art and business of farming. Part of the mastery is finding almost all the inputs to the farm on the farm itself or in its immediate surroundings. Coleman, for example, enriches the soil of his farm near the coast of Maine with seaweed washed ashore during fall storms, plus such things as a lobster and crab shells discarded as part of his neighbor's fishing business. The local inputs, plus composting, planting, and tilling in green manure crops and other practices, are what Coleman does instead of paying agricultural corporations for chemical fertilizers. The compost is his village druid's potion, says Coleman, that will allow him to triumph. For him, triumphing over the bigger is better mentality means not only growing his own food, but also running a profitable business with most of its income staying local. Of course, Rob Hopkins beat me to my wonderings about a transition superhero. Hopkins, the author of The Transition Handbook, writes of Captain Future, a space cowboy, from the 1950s. Hopkins first wrote about Captain Future on his blog and invited readers to contribute ideas about an anti-cowboy for the transition movement. In a typical response, a reader described a ninja peasant who walks by a weed patch in desperate need of hoeing, whips off her mask and reveals a kindly down-to-earth countenance, and then she hoes away the pesky weeds and then goes back to hunting samurai, after a pause for a cup of tea. One thing about superheroes is that they not only possess superpowers, but they can often use them to do things that I'm just skeptical of, even when I grant them those superpowers. For example, Superman walks into a cooler with refrigerant spouting out of a pipe. He just hits the pipe hard with his hand, and the gas stops flowing immediately. Put me in the same cooler, and give me a way to hit the pipe as hard as Superman does, say a really big hammer, and when I hit the pipe, I'd probably knock it clear off and make the gas spew out all the faster. What's really called for in a situation like that is someone who knows where the shutoff valve is. Next, you need a plumber who can repair the broken pipe. In the transition to a more local economy, we need people with knowledge. People who know where and when the nutrient-rich seaweed washes ashore. How to compost it, or when to apply it directly to the soil. We need people who can tell a weed from a crop plant and raise chickens. They can have quite ordinary powers, as long as they know these things and a lot more. On the other hand, I realize that in peaceful Vermont, it's easy to imagine a transition superhero who looks a lot like a farmer on steroids. Our soldiers only fight in other countries. If I had grown up on the front lines of the oil wars, say in Iraq or the Nigerian Delta, I'd be facing people with guns who want to take my country's resources. I might start looking for a more bulletproof superhero. How about Mohandas Gandhi? He was, unfortunately, not bulletproof, but he accomplished quite a lot before he was shot. He cleaned toilets, he spun yarn, and he led people on a march to make salt for themselves. These are all transition-like activities of a leader. At the same time, he defeated the world's dominant empire and forced it to leave his country. Gandhi's loincloth even bears a passing resemblance to superhero tights, although he didn't exactly have bulging muscles. Who is your superhero? Asterisk? Or Gandhi? Or Bucky Bacaw, the Backyard Chickener. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.